Well there, science fans, this is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Ticks are nasty little creatures that can spread diseases such as Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Ticks require blood to develop and survive. They sit on the edge of tall grasses or in piles of dead leaves, waiting for a victim to brush by. Then they burrow into the skin with barbed mouth parts, secrete a substance called cementum to attach more firmly, secrete neurotoxins that prevent pain of the bite, secrete a blood thinner, and then gorge themselves on blood, at the same time introducing the pathogens that cause disease. A tick can then lay thousands of eggs. Lyme disease is often characterized by a bullseye-shaped rash, flu-like symptoms, muscle and joint pain, neurological symptoms, heart problems, and other severe effects later, if not attended to early. When hiking, it's a good idea to spray your clothing with repellents with DEET. If you get a tick on you, a safe way to remove it is to grasp it with fine tweezers as close to the surface of the skin as possible and pluck it out with steady, even pressure, being careful not to leave the mouth parts in the skin. Then clean the bite and your hands with soap and water or rubbing alcohol. Now you know what it means to be ticked off. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.